You're fortunate if you have time to eat. And this morning, we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the Clarinda Community School District, the AD, and the vice principal, Mr. Eli Bales. Good morning, Eli. How are you?
How we doing?
I'm well. I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
You know, it's just a busy May down here in Clarinda. Just so you know, we've got so many activities and school's almost out, and we're just right around the corner from summer.
You can kind of see the finish line, Eli.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking with Aya last night, and I said, this is probably the first school year where I'm like, can you believe that we're already out on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So more times than not, I may be counting down the days.
Yeah. So you have a lot of activities to cover. I know that there's all kinds of activities going on. Actually, well, let's start, Eli. Let's start at FFA. Tell me about FFA. Yeah.
The State Expo just happened a couple weeks back in April, and during that, it was an experience that I have never seen before. Mr. Johnson, this is the program that we have in Clarinda is pretty spectacular to be able to watch.
Yeah.
And we've got, if there was a state title that could be that, if there was a state title for FFA, I would say we would win that one by 1,000 points because there was so many state champs, state runner-up. It was fun to be able to watch. So just going down the list with chapter program, we had a gold state champions with Aiden Johnson, Morgan Maines, and Owen Wright. Parliamentary procedure, we had state champions and national qualifiers with Noah Wellhausen, Jalen Gray, Lucy Morrison, Ellie Carter, Kelsey Stevens. Conduct of meetings was a gold state champ and a national qualifier. Zayla Johnson, Macy Hansen, Sydney Sperry, Ellie Stroud, Jaden Diamond, Maddie Mothershed, and Ellery Bird. And then Cree speaking was a gold state runner-up with Adriana Payne. And then secretary book was a gold state runner-up with Maggie Carlson. Experience the action was a gold third place finish. Sydney Hansen, Victoria Shutt Anderson, Matea Amy, Taylor Reston, McKenzie Henneman, and Hayden Garrett. Public speaking was a gold third place with Jillian Dahman, and then ag broadcasting was a gold third place with Lexi Clark. Ag sales was a gold with Riley Pulliam, and then ag issues was a gold Stevie Wilmus, Elena Hess, Elena Shepherd, Hadley Miller, Bella Johnson. Ag CSI was a silver with Josie Woodruff, Violet Comer, Allie Szynski, Perladow, and Tempe Hamilton. Chapter display was a silver with Maggie Carlson, Blakely Ridner, and Alicia Buttercase. And then in addition to all that, in the evening, Lexi Clark was recognized as a state runner-up for Ag Service Proficiency Award. Spanish Creed also was a gold state champion and a national qualifier for Matea Zaranta Perez. And then Riley Pulliam was a state runner-up in vegetable production. Lexi Clark was the Ag Service state runner-up. Morgan Maines was a state champion in nursery operations. Nine members then received their Iowa FFA degree. These members were Alicia Buttercase, Noah Wellhausen, Elena Hess, Elena Shepherd, Taylor Rasmussen, Sydney Hansen, Stevie Wilmus, Owen Wright, and Hayden Garrett. And then we just had our national soils judging team. They went down to nationals in Oklahoma City just this past week, mm-hmm. and they got 25th out of 102 teams. So
wow.
It's been a busy week for FFA, and it was a lot of fun to be able to see those results and see how our kids did.
Wow. What a list, Eli. That's pretty remarkable.
You know, I asked Mr. Johnson, I said, if there was team points, where are we looking at here? Because I'm looking at the team points. He's like, well, we don't do team points. And I'm like, well, I felt like we would have swept it away with the Rokot chapter, but it was
wow.
It was cool to see, be able to watch all those kids and even all the way across the state of Iowa to be able to do some public speaking. It's a great thing to be able to build your confidence.
Very cool. That is pretty remarkable. That's why there's been so much success in that chapter, Eli, because it is pretty, I mean, all the involvement with the students and the leadership, it's just pretty remarkable, really.
Absolutely.
Coach Eli Bales with me, Mr. Bales. So talk to me about FCCLA.
Yeah, FCCLA, the chapter did an animal shelter drive, dropped off food and supplies to the animal shelter. along with they do an Adopt a Highway cleanup every year on south of Highway 71. And then also another great thing, Mrs. Summel's FCCLA kids, Taylor King and Bailey Neal, made nationals for their professional presentation. So they will be in D.C. this July.
Oh, how cool is that? That's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool to see. That's another chapter two, or another club too, as well with FCCLA that just do a lot for our community.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are super involved and they're very active in it.
All right, Mr. Bells, tell me about the National History Day. I was unaware of this altogether, so tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, and that's another one with Miss Lynn Vandenbosch. She has a great crew, too, as well. And Adrena Payne, again, she qualified for Nationals, too, as well, at the University of Maryland. That will happen this summer. And Jenna King and Kaylee Ridge were named finalists for their group exhibit category. They kind of get a topic. They do presentations about it. They on National History Day, and there's a lot of practice that goes into this as well. I know they were probably 2 days, 2 to 3 days a week, were at the school at 7:30,
wow,
getting some practice in. But again, yes, it's very cool to be able to see our kids be involved in so many things.
Very good. That's pretty cool. So I was completely unaware of that. That's pretty neat. Band and choir, Mr. Bales, what's going on there?
You know, they just wrapped up their year, had a great spring concert just this past week, and then the band also received its highest honor at Lewis Central this past weekend with a Division I rating. So that was to be able to see that the kids are building, they're getting better, and they're able to, you know, finish on a high note for their last performance of the year.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so spring sports, we're kind of at that time where they are at the very end of the season, wrapping up the season, and looking actually to postseason at this point for our spring sports. So where are you at with
spring
sports?
Yeah, you know, track has postseason today, so I think every sport is in the postseason now, which is hard to believe. I mean, it seems like the spring sports, it's just fast and furious, but before you know it, you're already into the postseason.
Yeah.
So, boys golf got fifth in the Hawkeye 10. Top five was separated by just around 11 strokes, so it was a very competitive day. The Hawkeye 10's got a lot of really good teams this year for golf. And then we hosted sectionals yesterday. Clarinda, actually, we ended up winning that with a 310. Van Meter was second with a 321. And Grandview Christian was third with a 326. So those three teams, including ourselves as the sectional champions, we'll be moving on to Shenandoah May 18th, and then Courtney will finish third overall with a 73. You couldn't ask for a better day to golf yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Itching to be able to get out on the golf course and somehow find a way to just enter myself into the tournament so I could just play. But it was a great day overall.
Did you get a few strokes in last evening?
You know, I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Yeah.
I've got to get ready for men's league. We've got a match on Friday that I'm preparing for.
All right. So it was a great day for that. So where are we going from there? What's the next thing we need to talk about, Mr. Bales?
Yeah, we're going down to girls golf here. They also finished fifth in the Hawkeye 10 with a 376. Taylor Rasmussen finished runner-up with an 80, and Addie Weinrich finished seventh with an 88. Girls will play regionals this Friday at Shenandoah. It's been a really good year. Coach Anderson and the crew of girls golf have done a great job this year. They've been pretty consistent all the way across the board. I know they're looking to be able to move on from regionals. And then that will be at West Marshall if we end up winning or advancing through regionals at Shenandoah on May 20th.
Okay.
So we will make it. Hopefully we play well enough and we can make that 2.5 hour trip.
You
so
bet.
That's the plan.
There you go. So boys tennis. Tell me about boys tennis. Had quite a season.
You know, it's been a great year to watch that, too. Boys tennis, 8-2 on the season in dual play. They'll be at Red Oak on Saturday for individual districts. And then, individual districts. So they kind of separate in tennis where you have your team sub-state and your individual district. So they'll have that this Saturday in Red Oak. And then your Hawkeye 10 results. The team finished second as a team overall. Creighton Bird got second and number one singles. Keen Hash got third and number two singles. Aiden Johnson and Morgan Maines got sixth and number one doubles. Eli Cox and Ian Smith got third and number two doubles. And again, tennis regionals are May 20th. And we are the 2 seed, and we'll play St. Albert.
Okay. All right. So, but they had great success overall this season. So, track, you mentioned
season for them.
Now there's state qualifying today, isn't there, in track?
State qualifying today. You know, if Coach Blank could control more what he can control, he'd say, we're moving this meet to Friday because it looks like we might have some 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about track coaches this year, and you know, if I could get him riled up just a little bit more, we could go down to hole 16, and it wouldn't even be close, Aaron.
Is that right? Okay, all right.
That's absolutely right.
So,
but no, track is having a great year. Girls finished third in the Hawkeye 10 meet, and also scored the most points they've ever scored in a Hawkeye 10 meet. So that was really cool to see. Third place finish for the girls. And then the boys finished fourth place, and I think the top four or the top three was all separated by about 3.5 points.
Goodness!
So first place, yeah, it was really close all the way across the board. And then district is tonight at Trainer, looking to be able to send a lot of kids over to the state meet. And you know, Coach Blank and staff have done a really great job with the kids. They seem to really enjoy track. They're getting faster throughout the year, mm-hmm. and they're just out there to get ready to compete.
You bet. So those are kind of the spring sports. Like I said, you're transitioning into postseason, fully into that. So, and that's all going to be wrapping up. When's graduation, Mr. Bales?
Graduation is Sunday, May 17th.
Okay, that's this weekend.
So that is this weekend, and the last day of school is that Thursday,
All right.
A week from today. I can't believe it. I honestly can't.
It's going to be wrapping up here quick. All right, Mr. Bells, you have another thing, but then it's going to be softball and baseball time.
Yeah, baseball and softball started on May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the only sports that really overlap with each other, which, you know, it's great that we've got a great coaching staff, people that are able to work with our coaches and to be able to help each other out, especially, you know, because baseball starting up too,
yep.
and track is into the postseason. So it's good to be able to have that connection amongst coaches. But again, we've got the St. Louis baseball trip.
Tell me about that.
June 28th, our kids are going to be playing versus Atlantic at the Busch Stadium. So what's going to happen is we're going to play the Cardinals and the Miami Marlins are going to play the game at noon, and then we get to turn around and play the nightcap game at around 6:30, 7 o'clock. So it's a great experience for our kids, but you know, those always come with somewhat of a cost, and we've got to sell baseball tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Each team's got to sell 700 tickets. We're roughly sitting around 360 to 400 tickets. We've got to get to 700, and the biggest thing for that, it's a great deal. It's $27 a ticket that gets you a hot dog and a soda as well at the game. And another thing, you know, what the new thing the Cardinals are doing, they're allowing you to bring in your own food to the game.
No.
So
there you go.
That's another thing that can help. But it's super exciting. What a great experience. We want to be able to continue to support them. And the Kelowna Regional Health Center as well on June 3rd is going to be having a spaghetti feed for the boys. And the baseball team to be able to come out and support. So come out, buy your tickets. You can contact the school here at Clarinda. You can call the front office. You can send me an email. We can reserve some tickets for you, and we can take whatever type of payment you want and be able to help us out and get our boys down to St. Louis.
So you'd go watch a high school game. You would watch a pro game, an MLB game, and – same public address announcer, whole experience on the field, in the dugouts, a whole bit.
The experience is just about the same as the majors.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put the lights on for us. Our kids are able to play and get to have a great experience.
All for $27.
All for 27 bucks.
Pretty good. There you go. All right. But the fundraiser at CRHC is June 3rd, correct?
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
All right. Mr. Bales, Eli Bales, the AD and the assistant principal with the Clarinda Community School District. Okay, Mr. Bills, what else do we need to be aware of? That looks like quite a list of things to keep you busy there.
It is. You know, I ask Allie, do you think I'm ever busy? And she just says no. But
twiddling your thumbs.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. It's been nothing but a great year. I was at, here at Corona. This first year has been super fun. The people down here are great. The activities have been great, and just seeing our kids' involvement is what my, the best part is about this job, is just seeing how we can get everybody involved in something, and the lessons you learn from that are more valuable than anything. But no, it's been really good, and we're going to get excited for postseason for all our spring sports and our spring activities that'll be happening this summer, and then on to baseball and softball.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Bales, for your time. Appreciate the conversation.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
Make it a good one. Eli Bales with me, the AD and assistant principal with the Clarinda Community School District.
Great care for your children starts at Clarinda Regional Health Center.